The generally heaps good state of South Australia is facing an unprecedented environmental disaster that has spread along its coastline, causing numerous issues for both the local marine life and, of course, the people of South Australia. The cause? Algal bloom, which has parked itself off the South Australian coastline and has sparked orders to stay out of the water as marine scientists push to find a solution on the issue. It is a big deal, and here, joining us now on 2SER Breakfast, Shauna Murray, a marine biologist from the University of Technology, Sydney. Morning, Shauna. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very well, thank you very much. Can you give us a bit more detail about this? What is algal bloom?
So a harmful algal bloom is when one particular species amongst all of the tens or hundreds of thousands of species of marine microalgae becomes unusually abundant. And if that particular species produces some sort of harmful effect, like it produces a toxin or it has some other fish-killing type effect.
Right. Why has this one started off the coast of South Australia?
Well, the short answer is we don't know. We have harmful algal blooms all the time in Australia and all around the world. Most of them last relatively short times, but they're all consist of different species of harmful algae, and each species of harmful algae has a different type of growth conditions that it favours and a different set of factors that trigger that particular bloom.
So we have seen something like this before in Australia?
We have, yes, and many times, in fact. And this particular species, Carinii micimotoi, has bloomed before in South Australia. It's just that that previous bloom only lasted sort of 3 to 4 weeks instead of 3 to 4 months, and it didn't cover anywhere near as large an area. So this is the largest and most impactful harmful algal bloom we've had in marine waters in Australia. There's no question about that. It's had quite devastating consequences.
I mean, how is this algal bloom affecting the local area, like marine life and coral and all of that?
Well, it's covering something like more than 5,000 square kilometres.
Whoa.
And it's killed hundreds and hundreds of different species of marine life, from fish to invertebrates, across the whole kind of spectrum.
And obviously not great for tourism or people who are wanting to have a swim.
No, that's exactly right. It's now starting to have a real impact on some of the tourist businesses off coastal South Australia, and people are being urged to stay out of the water at the moment in most of the impacted regions.
Is there any indication as to how long the algal bloom will persist for?
It's not known. Carinia blooms, as I mentioned, harmful algal blooms generally, they happen all the time, but they generally don't last anywhere near this long, but we're really, it's a natural phenomenon, and so we're kind of flying a bit blind. We're just really trying to sort of understand it from whatever data that we have.
So when you say it's a natural phenomenon, it's a thing that's happened for time immemorial. It's not sort of something where we could sort of see the impacts of like humans and climate change is something to do with it?
Well, no, I think both of those things can be true at the same time. So it's definitely happened since time immemorial.
Yeah.
There's even people that speculate that, parts of the Bible, the rivers turning to blood and so on is all about a harmful algal bloom.
Oh, right.
So it's definitely been known for many, many years. But having said that, there are indications that harmful algal blooms are increasing in frequency and their distribution, the area that they cover, and it could be in relation to climate change, because we know that, for example, our East Australian Current region, which is the major current that runs down the east coast of Australia, has increased in temperature by a degree or so over the last 50 years, and all of that has certainly had an impact. We've seen changing distributions of species, including harmful algal bloom species.
Should the rest of the world, and indeed the rest of the nation, be aware that something similar might happen in their waters?
That it already has. So
Carinia
micimotoi, this particular species that we've got blooming in South Australia, has caused quite devastating blooms in China, with hundreds of millions of dollars in losses to the aquaculture industry. And also it's bloomed in North America, in European countries and other places around the world.
Any good news happening in the world of marine biology at the moment, Shauna?
Well, for me, yeah. For me, it's actually been really heartening to hear the response to this and to see how much people care about their marine environment. You know, as a kind of person who's worked on harmful algal blooms for so many years, you can feel like you're sort of stuck in the lab in a little bubble. But then when something like this happens on a big scale, you can see, oh, people really, really value their marine environment. And I think that's really lovely.
Oh, awesome stuff. And if people want to find out more about your work as a marine biologist, where would you direct them?
To my website. So I work at UTF. So if they look up my name and the UTS website, they'll come across my profile.
That's Shauna Murray, S-H-A-U-N-A, Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y. As a result of your interest in marine biology, is SpongeBob SquarePants your favourite cartoon, Shauna?
I've actually never seen it.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No.
You've got to check it out. You'll thank me for it. It's fantastic.
Okay.
It'll provide a whole new dimension to your work, I promise.
Okay.
I want you back on the show again soon. But not until you've sampled a few episodes of SpongeBob SquarePants.
All right.
Shauna, I really appreciate your time here this morning on 2SER Breakfast. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.